This is Decoded 8 Book for December 17th. The people of North Dakota are filled with anticipation for Christmas and the New Year. With winter in control, opportunities for recreation help people face the cold and longer nights. Winter sports are a wonderful pastime in North Dakota. In 1916, Grand Forks residents received some exciting news that facilities for winter sports were ready and open to the public. Park Superintendent John McDonald had completed the installation of two outdoor rinks, one in Central Park, located just south of the present Point Bridge, and the other in Riverside Park on the city's north side. In addition, a toboggan slide and a ski jump were also repaired for public use. McDonald emphasized that there will be no lack of facilities for recreational sports. The Grand Forks Herald predicted that hundreds of skaters would likely descend upon the two rinks that day and anticipated that the toboggan slide would become a popular attraction later. A significant number of toboggans were made available at the Riverside Clubhouse and can be leased at reasonable rates, though the exact rates were not specified. The ski jump was a collaborative effort by both the Park Board and the local Norwegian Ski Club. The ski club delighted spectators with their jumping skills. Skiing was a popular activity among the Norwegian-American population of the region, exemplified by Casper Oimon, who received the Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award for his achievements as a ski jumper. Oimon participated in the Olympics in 1932 and 1936, serving as a team captain in the latter. Grand Forks' jump reached a height of 78 feet, later extended to 200 feet in the 1930s by the Civil Works Administration. The 78-foot jump was such that jumpers could land on the Minnesota side of the Red River. Ice skating was the most popular of the three activities, and the Herald noted that caretakers would only face the challenge of keeping skaters at bay while flooding the rinks. The optimism was contagious, as the author wrote, "Today brings to Grand Forks the first touch of the pleasure to be derived from winter sports. With the winter carnival approaching, the city could offer activities that brought cheer and delight during the cold, long nights of the season. Then, as now, winter sports bring a touch of whimsy and happiness to our northern reaches, helping people of all ages make the most of the long winter season." Today's Decoded 8 Book was written by Daniel Sauerwein. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.